This is Morning Edition on 89.1 and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Multidiscipline performer and educator Paige Hernandez says she created the show Liner Notes to bridge generational gaps while preserving the culture of hip-hop. She's done that by fusing hip-hop samples with actual liner notes from popular jazz, soul, and funk albums. She performs backed by a live quintet, including a vocalist. The show tomorrow night at the BCPA also includes dialogue, dance, and projected images. Hernandez says the idea came after digging deep into the music samples used by hip-hop artists.
And in doing this, talking about those generational gaps, you learn new artists, you learn new genres, you see how your favorite hip-hop song is actually a sample from an artist back in the 50s and 60s, and now you're in love with that artist. And for me personally, it really helped to strengthen the bond between my father and I. He was kind of an old school funk R&B traditionalist, and he's a guitarist kind of from the James Brown Parliament Funkadelic era. And he could not understand his B-girl daughter until we had in common the music. And I would play some of my favorite hip hop songs and he's like, wait a minute, that's a sample of Roy Ayers or Art Blakey. He would have me read the actual liner notes found on albums. I could really discover those artist statements in a way that would just only enhance my love for hip hop.
When your father is telling you this, did you know who those artists were at the time?
Nope. But by listening to them with him, our relationship got stronger. And then, yeah, I fell in love with jazz. I fell in love with funk, soul, genres that weren't on the radio or that I wasn't listening to with peers from school. So I just kind of felt my world explode with just different types of music that was informing what I loved. And the other cool thing about this show is that I get to perform with both him, my dad on guitar, and my husband, who is on upright bass.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Liner Notes is a great idea for the name and for the concept because any radio DJ, especially in jazz or blues or some of these, you know, non-mainstream type musics, it's probably the richest source of material for learning about the artists, learning about the music, learning about the record labels, and even learning about history, right?
Absolutely. And that's why it's been pegged as our show, educational, because in today's day and age, these liner notes are hard to find digitally. So being able to go back and read Marvin Gaye's liner notes from What's Going On, as well as Pete Rock and CL Smooth's liner notes from one of their biggest hip-hop hits of the 90s, as an artist myself, it's so interesting that there was so much intention beyond the music, but it's up to us to discover it.
What do you mean by that? There's so much intention beyond the music.
Yeah, I was thinking we just recently did a show that was civil rights based and we featured John Coltrane's Alabama. And that song in itself is powerful and has a message about the four girls who died in the Alabama bombing. But in the actual liner notes, he wanted people to play the song as if it was a prayer. So that if you didn't want to necessarily relate to the politics or, you know, the racial kind of controversy around it, you could play the song and still be able to honor them. And I was like, wow, it's almost like instructions or a manual with the art. I just thought that was so powerful, but how many people know that or hear that, that yes, the song serves as its own homage, but his intention behind it, which he actually says in his own voice, in his own words, we rarely get to hear.
Multidiscipline performer, educator, and many other hyphens, Paige Hernandez is our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. So does the story evolve through the years on what Liner Notes is actually saying? And is it always trying to connect old school music with the hip hop? So in other words, are you doing social commentary stories? Are you doing historical things along with that?
You know, the cool thing about Liner Notes and what we've kind of established is we're in our seventh year of performing and touring, but we've got about four or five different installments. So we've done a show just based on family connections. Think like the Osmond family and the Jackson Five, just family connections, or how Michael McDonald had his sisters sing all his background vocals. And then we had a installment based just on the civil rights movement, which I was just telling you about, where we just look at protest music and again, linking it from the past to the future. So we can do something like Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.
And then turn around and do Public Enemy Fight the Power.
Gotta give us what we need. Hey. Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be.
And what's really awesome about a liner notes audience is we get to see that mirror in the audience that's also represented on stage. So we are multi-generational, and it means nothing more than to have an audience where, you know, the grandma is bringing her daughter, is bringing her granddaughter, and everybody can enjoy the music together. We're also interactive, so we encourage folk to sing and dance and connect with their neighbors. So it really becomes a communal experience.
Oh, yes, it will.
But back to your question, we've covered more than 300 artists and their songs and their liner notes. We also use projections, so you get to see what these albums actually look like and what those album artwork is. It's not quite a concert. It's not quite theatrical. It's a little mix of all of it, but it's a great time.
Well, it's interesting that you use a vocalist and real instruments. Most people, when they listen to hip-hop music, they are used to a DJ, right? With a rapper. What are the people that play instruments for you, how do they come to appreciate maybe even hip-hop or other kind of music because they are playing real instruments to hip-hop music?
Yeah, you know, that's been a really interesting and rewarding journey. My husband pretty much put the band together, which is called The Corner Store, and it's a jazz quintet. So we have a saxophonist, a pianist, drummer, we have hand percussion and an upright bass. And they all came from mostly the jazz world. But that doesn't necessarily mean that, like you said, they would know the hip hop breaks or these hip hop references that for me feel like these things that have been passed on. If you tell me to do Queen Latifah, UNITY, I can hum you the sax, but they wouldn't necessarily know that. It's also been quite cool to see them all excel as individual artists and the things that they use that they learned from liner notes now being implemented in their own shows. Things like being interactive with audience or throwing in a very recognizable reference or a lick, maybe from Diggable Planets, Cool Like That. Mm-hmm. Examples aren't flaky. Just being able to put that line in your piece, in your individual show, you reach a different part of the audience you may not have if you stuck with one genre.
Havana Hop will be the show that plays on Friday night, liner notes on Saturday night. Havana Hop is a totally different vibe. It's geared towards children.
Yeah, Havana Hop is much more of a traditional theater show. It's a solo show, meaning I perform it by myself. And it really looks at a young girl who lacks confidence, and she's trying to figure out how to be more confident and be a better performer. And her mom tells her she has to dig deeper and find her roots so that she can know a little more about herself and what makes her unique. In the same time, we find out that her grandmother has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And her grandmother lives in Cuba. So they decide to take a trip with the audience to Cuba and let those roots inspire Yela's confidence. Yela's the main character. But Havana Hop is really just a great example of arts integration in practice. So I made this show first as a performer, but mostly second as an educator, to really tie in almost a dozen plus curriculum needs into performance. So it's completely interactive, which means from top to bottom, there is no fourth wall and the audience is asked to participate. But they literally take the journey with me to Cuba. They stand up and dance. We count. We, you know, find our confidence together. We learn about roots together.
And you're putting hip hop with traditional Cuban music then?
Exactly. So I love hip hop dance, and my grandmother introduces me to salsa.
That sounds fun.
So it's like a little combo of hip hop and salsa. Cool. And there's lots of Spanish, so it's bilingual, you know, so it's got all of that.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Paige. This is a really interesting concept.
Yeah, John, thank you.